You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, welcome along. You're listening to the latest edition of the William Hill Racing Podcast. It is good to have you with us. Dave Kellner here, ready to analyse some of Sunday's racing alongside Alistair Jones, who joins me in the studio. And apparently, I've not been listening intently to the programme on Saturday all afternoon, but the man has been in fine fettle, tipping winners left, right and centre. Or so he says.
It's been raining winners. It's also been raining seconds, including the two strongest bets of the day, finished second at Newmarket. Criminal! Literally, a fella's had somebody had just ran in the office, nicked the wallet out of my jeans and ran outside. That's how I felt.
We all know that wallet's padlocked.
Oh, does my head in.
So they wouldn't be able to get into it anyway, Alistair. How are you anyway, apart from that?
Very well.
Are you well?
Yeah, I'm very well.
Good. I'm glad. We've seen a wonderful filly in action today. Exceptional performance from Enable, receiving that weight from the colts, but has absolutely annihilated them in the King George, beaten them pointless. Conditions went her way as well. A sudden downpour that was expected prior to the off clearly got into the ground, but Enable is an Epsom Oaks winner, an Irish Oaks winner, now a King George winner. Frankie Dettori's fifth win in the race as well. She was sensational.
You've said enough, Dave. Indeed. Yeah, she was, absolutely. Not a lot else left to say. Yeah, it was like Epsom all over again, wasn't it, in terms of the conditions, and it was quite eerie.
Yeah.
Really. She was, yeah, I mean, she's, what, the second three-year-old filly to win it since the 70s? I mean,
do they get too much weight, these fillies?
I think they do. I think three-year-olds get too much weight, but end of the day, if it encourages them to run, then who cares?
Well, connections are the others.
Well, end of the day, yeah, but Oh So Sharp and Some Princess got two other superb middle-distance fillies got beat in this. So maybe they don't. I don't know. I mean, the three-year-olds hardly carry all before them when against their male elders, so we'll see. I mean, it'll be at the Ark next. Well, it'll probably be Yorkshire Oaks next, I'd have thought, which will be a penalty kick. And then all roads will lead to... it's not Longchamp, it's Shanty, isn't it?
It is. Year? Yeah, I think so.
But she's a great filly, and she made the King George. Had she not turned up, then it wouldn't have had the same wow factor to it. I tipped in the studio a Lysis each way. I thought he was going to win turning in, but she's just... going into...
That was one of those near misses then?
No, it wasn't. Reference. That was another second, admittedly. Well, you could call it a near miss, yeah. I mean, 9-1, it's a profit, isn't it? So,
and we're all about the profit, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, I like Elises. I think he's a horse that's going to keep going forward. He's, you know, that Eclipse win last time out was a career best. And I think today he's, you know, I didn't understand people doubting his stamina. I mean, Stouts always looked upon him as a mile and a half horse. To me, he was a mile and a half horse who surprisingly had the gears to do well over a mile and a quarter. So the ground was a bigger issue, but he's a horse that's going to be, I'd have thought all roads will probably lead to not Santa Anita, but the Breeders' Cup, wherever that is this year, with him.
Yeah, you don't watch the Breeders' Cup, do you?
Oh, I do. I adore the Breeders' Cup.
Do you do about adore the Breeders' Cup?
I'm the William Hill's main man. I do all the trends and everything on them. Do you mean I don't watch it?
My mistake.
Honestly.
My mistake. It must not be you who doesn't watch it.
One
of our high-profile pundits doesn't watch the Breeders' Cup, and I've even recorded a podcast with you before.
We reign winners at the Breeders' Cup.
That was a long evening. That evening I recorded that podcast with you.
Why?
On the Breeders' Cup.
Oh, was it boring?
Oh, yeah, you talked me to death. Of course it was boring.
It's a champagne piece. That Breeders' Cup preview, it lasts forever.
2-1, by the way, and I know it does. Enable is 2-1 for the Ark.
Is she now?
Yeah.
Well, God.
Which is short, isn't it?
That's
we don't,
short
we, obviously,
enough.
We don't know which what horses are going to turn up in the arc yet.
Sure enough, and you've got a horse like Dramato to be.
Yeah.
You know, and it's what would concern me is the fact it's been a long season. You know, she started off, she ran before Chester, didn't she? Did she?
Mm.
And then she went to the Cheshire Oaks. Epsom, and today was a bit of a concern that she'd had, you know, three really high-profile races in a short space of time. So I would have thought they might even give York a miss and just try and freshen her up for the arc. But yeah, 2-1 short.
Yeah.
End of the day.
And the other bit of news we were going to discuss concerns Brian Cooper in Jigginstown.
Yeah.
They've made another change. It's not unprecedented for Michael O'Leary to dictate the situation there, and having got rid of Davy Russell to bring Brian Cooper in, they've now not got rid of Brian Cooper, but he's no longer going to be retained. They're going to, in inverted commas, use the best jockey available. And O'Leary is quoted as saying that when Russell left them, it lit a fire under his bottom, and he started riding like a god.
I don't think that was the phrase he used, was it? Bonnet, do you mean?
No, I think maybe
I get the gist.
You get the gist.
Yeah,
you get the gist. Maybe I'm not quoting this verbatim, obviously.
Yeah.
Maybe something's been lost in translation there. Lit a fire under him.
Yes.
Which
that's
is
more like
sort
it.
Of under his undercarriage anyway.
Yeah.
Lit a fire under him. Yeah. And he went on to ride like a god.
He did. Yeah. Well, saying that, you're talking about a class jockey. He was all riding like a god anyway. I think.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, Jigginstown. God, you never rest on your laurels, do you?
But some people have commented that Brian Cooper's maybe not riding with the confidence he once did.
That may be the case, but I think in end of the day, Jigginstown, whatever they're called, when they employed Brian Cooper, they invested in his potential. He was a young lad, one of the, you know, best up and coming riders in Ireland, a supreme talent, and they wanted to get him before somebody else did. So they've invested in his potential to then come out. How long has he been there? 2 seasons? To then come out and say,
yeah, I think it's 2014.
Well, you know, things aren't quite going as, you know. I mean, look at the races he's won. Well, you know, he's ridden a couple of brain dead races in the past. He has that ride. He gave, I think it was Road to Riches in Ireland the once when you didn't know if he was going to stay, and then he was ridden as though he wasn't guaranteed to stay, and he just set it up for, you know, the stayers. It was a bizarre ride of naivety, if you like, but look at all the good things he's done.
Well, he's won a Cheltenham Gold Cup.
He's won a Cheltenham Gold Cup. He won, you know, a big handicap there this year. As a rule, I don't feel sorry for jockeys, but I do feel sorry for...
You don't feel sorry for anyone, do you, as a rule?
As a rule, I don't. I'm ruthless. but I think he's had a... I think he's come out of this, you know, licking his wounds a little, Cooper, and rightly so. I think he's being unfairly treated. Because end of the day, like I said, the key to this is the fact that they invested in his potential. Now, here's a jockey who's achieved a hell of a lot in his short career. And I think it's very, you know, he's been hard done by to lose the gig. Pun intended.
That's nice.
Lose the gig. I like
nice.
That. That's good,
that's
isn't
nice.
It? Top of my tongue, that as well. It's going to be my headline on...
Just before we move on to Sunday's racing action, I notice you've got... Is that a Fitbit you've got on there?
I don't know what it is. Why?
You barely made it into the studio. That's about 4 steps. So is that thing keeping track of you?
It keeps telling me to get up. It's doing my bloody head in. It just says, in fact, it's not even that tactile. It just says move. What do you mean move? You know, I can't move. I'm alive on air. And then it keeps coming up. Move.
It means, I think you've got to do your stretches in the studio, up and down.
So I'm tipping tons of winners. I can't bloody move.
Thrusts in the studio. That's what that Fitbit wants you to do. Okay, let's spin through Pontypridd.
Is that what they call a Fitbit? I don't know. It's just a watch.
No, I think it's one of those Fitbits, isn't it? I think. Does it?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no. Okay.
What it does do is give me my yardages on the golf course.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I use it for.
So, how does that work out for you?
Quite good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your handicap at the moment?
Well, I'm 14, which is pretty...
Yeah, that's decent.
Pretty grim.
No, really. That's decent for me.
Well, it might be for you, but I'm better
you're,
than
you're
that.
You're better than that.
I'm going golfing 3 days next week in the Lake District. Yeah. So 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
So we go over here. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Play golf in the day and get absolutely stoned at night. I mean, it's literally 3 days of heaven.
Yeah, and you watch Jordan Spieth?
Oh, God,
Championship.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was
amazing.
Good, wasn't it?
Oh, superb.
Those last 5 holes. Wow.
Well, the last day, I mean, it was just the last day of the Open. To me, the British Open is the best sporting event of the year, bar none.
Yeah.
It is just, and you know, these courses.
Did you go this year or not?
I didn't.
No.
Bottom line is, no.
Yeah.
I didn't. I wish I had. What I like to do is go on either the Wednesday or the Thursday, walk the course, and then I used to go on the Sunday, but I like to go and walk the course and then watch it on the box, because when you enjoy and the coverage is so good these days, but when you've walked the course, you can see these holes in a completely different perspective. And I love to, just walk the course and then watch the coverage live. It's amazing.
But you've got your Fitbit for that as well.
I've got my Fitbit, yeah. So, exactly.
You're right. I
love Lynx Golf. Love it.
Yeah, yeah. It's fantastic. I once watched the Masters with the 3D goggles on, and it was complete. And I know it's become outdated now, hasn't it, 3D technology? I don't think they're using it for golf anymore, but
no. They
did it for a couple of years for the Masters, and you could see how undulating the course was. It looks quite flat on screen. Yeah,
yeah, it does.
It was unbelievable, really.
It's very hilly, isn't it?
Yeah, because you've got to be lucky to ever go to Augusta.
Go there, yeah.
You've got to get through ballots and stuff like that, haven't you?
Have you?
Yeah, you have, yeah.
Oh, right. That's something I want to do before I die.
Well,
I haven't got that long.
Yeah, that Fitbit's saying it's only about a year and a half, I think.
That's telling me to move again. Yeah, so I'm going to have to go.
Not before you give these selections, because we're expecting winners here. Pontefract, 3:30, first up, six runners. This is the Go Racing in Yorkshire Summer Festival Pomfret Stakes, listed contest over a mile. Six of them to choose from here.
Yeah, some old favourites in the field here, such as the 8-year-olds Custom Cut and Gabriel, both of whom obviously have the form to go very close. But I think the interesting one here is a horse called Tash Week, trained by John Gulston. Interesting, they've kept this horse in training as a 4-year-old. He actually missed all of 2016, so they've been pretty patient with him, and I guess it showed why when he was third in the Royal Hunt Cup on his second run back this season. Now, if he repeats that form, he'll probably win this, I'd have thought, because I don't think Custom Cut Custom Cut particularly isn't in the best of form at the minute. Gabriel, for all, as good as he is, he's a hard horse to win with. The concern with Tash Week, obviously, is the run last time out in the Bunbury Cup when he was a disappointing favourite, but not all horses take to the July course, and I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. I think if he reproduces that third at Royal Ascot, he will take a lot of beating.
Okay, Tash Week in the 3:30 at Pontefract. 4 o'clock at Pontefract is a 6-furlong handicap, Class 3 contest. Avon Breeze is likely to be pretty popular here. Last time out winner at Pontefract, that was over 5 furlongs, so stepping up in trip, and has a decent draw in box 6 as well.
Who's that?
Avon Breeze.
Oh, Avon Breeze. Richard Whittaker trained, yeah.
Not one that you had on your radar then, obviously.
Well, possibly. I mean, to be honest, you can fancy half the field here, can't you?
Yeah, there's some quite informed, well, reasonably informed last time out winners in here.
It's a good race, absolutely. Whatever you back here, you're going to get decent odds about. I'm going to go, and you'll definitely get decent odds about this horse, because he's been woefully out of form, which may question why I'm tipping it.
Yeah,
but,
well, I wasn't going to say anything. I was just going to let you ramble on.
The horse is called Giant Spark, trained by Paul Midgley, who obviously does well with sprinters. Go back a year, this horse was really progressive over this trip. Won 4 times on all sorts of ground. Particularly effective on soft, so the recent rain's not going to harm his chances. This season hasn't really got off the ground, it has to be said, but they've put the blinkers on. And I don't mind risking sprinters in particular first time out in headgear. So he's well drawn in one. He likes to race prominently. If the blinkers work off this sort of mark, he has to be dangerous. So Giant Spark, purely in the hope that blinkers have the desired effect.
And we'll finish with the 5 o'clock at Pontefract, which is the last race on their card on Sunday. Another handicap here, this time over 5 furlongs. It's a 0-70, 14 in the lineup here. Alistair.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the top one here, Jack Louis, who actually won this race 12 months ago. He's only £2 higher, so he's perfectly well handicapped. And he returns to defend his crown in decent nick. Didn't have the best of runs at Beverly last time, went behind a couple of these, Astrophysics and One Boy. But he's a better horse at Pontefract, won this last year for a decent mark. He's a 10-year-old, he's he hides nothing from the handicapper. But I think he'll run his race, and if he does, he's not going to be far away.
Very good. It's always a pleasure speaking to you.
It is.
Even on Breeders' Cup nights.
I know. It's you just don't have enough of me on here, do you?
Oh, not enough. Not enough by half.
I know.
And the listeners all email and say the same thing as well.
I can't be everywhere. You know, you can't be at... Well, how's the saying go? You can't be... it's not that hard, is it?
I've no idea.
You can't be in two places at once.
There you go.
That's it.
There you go. Enjoy your golfing trip.
I will do. It'll be
your buddies.
One of the highlights of the year, so I'm looking forward to it. I just hope I don't play like a fool.
And fingers crossed, I'm sure you'll be okay. 14 handicapper like yourself. I'll get walking around that course as well. That Fitbit will keep you going. 3:30 Pontefract, 4 o'clock Pontefract, 5 o'clock Pontefract. Alistair's three picks are Tash Week. In the first of those contests, then a giant spark at a price in the 4 o'clock. And in the 5 o'clock, the top weight, Jack Louis. Thank you again to Alistair. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening to Sunday's Racing Podcast. And don't forget to enjoy all the action on William Hill Racing Radio.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.